I was the one working Thursday night when they came in around 7:30. They both came to my window. His daughter was with him, and they both seemed to be fine. I mean, she looked okay, and I didn't suspect anything was going on. So I rented them a room. The next morning, Friday morning, before 11 o'clock, I'm not sure what time it was. That's our checkout time. He came over and paid for another night. There again, everything was fine. I didn't think anything. About, I don't know, 6:30, 7 o'clock, I was looking at Facebook, and I happened to come across an Amber Alert that someone I knew had posted on Facebook. And time I saw the picture, I knew it was them. But I got up and I double-checked. So I read the article, and I came and checked my registry and realized it was the right person, the name. So then I just called the police department here in Florence and told them what had happened, and they sent a couple officers over here, and I showed them the Facebook Amber Alert page, and then they took it from there, and they just done a fine job in what they needed to do, and everything just worked out well. When they went to the room, when they finally got everything in line, because they called a SWAT team in, my understanding is they knocked on the door and he opened the door. I was not able to see that at the time because they had asked me to step out of the office for my own protection, because our office is where we can see the room. It's surrounded by glass, and I was able to see the room, so they did not want me standing here in the office, I guess, in case something did take place. And but my understanding is when they knocked on the door, he opened the door, and they was able to take him into custody without any problems. And so everything went well. They took the little girl, and I saw them put her in a car and take her off, and that's all I saw the little girl. And then, but everything, nothing happened. Everything went well.
Well, they were staying at your motel. I mean, did you see them? Did they go to a nearby restaurant, your restaurant, or did they?
I did not see them. Like I say, when I rented room to him, I saw him when I rented room to him Thursday night. I saw him when he came in and paid Friday morning. About 4:30 Friday afternoon, I was renting a room to someone else, and I happened to be looking over that way, and I saw them leave their room and get in the car, so I'm assuming that they was probably just going somewhere. I did not see them return to the motel, but whenever I found out, you know, on the Facebook, on the Amber Alert, when we got looking around, the car was back here in the parking lot, but I did not see them return.
Now, like you said, you didn't see them. What went through your mind when, you know, you saw the picture on Facebook? You saw the picture, I guess you saw the picture of the vehicle, too.
Well, the vehicle didn't flag me. That wasn't it. When I saw those two pictures, it was just, I knew it was them. Number one, when they came to my window and the little girl was with him, it was like looking at those two pictures again because they was right beside each other. You know, it was very obvious to me, because I had seen the little girl and the father right beside each other when I was renting to them. And then on Amber Alert, of course, they had those two pictures right beside each other. I just knew it was them. It stood out. And if I hadn't have been the one who had rented a room to them, I would have never noticed that just by the name, because I probably would have just kind of halfway looked at it and kept on going, you know. Might not even have read the article.
If you don't mind, had they registered in their name, or did they use another name?
His name. We asked for ID. He had to give his ID, so I got his ID, and he registered in his name and put his tag number down.
And paid with a credit card?
No, he paid with cash.
Paid with cash, okay.
But we did have his ID.
Sure. Have you ever had anything like this happen at your motel?
No. I've been here for over 30 years, and I've never had anything like this. This is the first.
There are those who will say that you are a hero. I mean, what do you say to that?
No, I say the heroes was those who started praying for this little girl when they found out what was going on, and it was through the answer of prayers that all these things worked out like it did. The fact that he came to my motel and the fact that I rented to him and that I was the one that saw it on Facebook, all that was just answer to prayers.